Yes, and I think you've got to see this as a whole. There's the situation in Yemen, you obviously have Syria, you've had Egypt going through a very, very difficult passage, you've got Iraq, still very difficult, Afghanistan, you look at Northern Africa, Libya, in a very, very difficult situation, that's spreading down into the northern part of sub-Saharan Africa. So in my view, you need two things. You need, obviously, in respect of each country, to do what you can in respect of the security situation and fighting terrorism and getting the country on its feet and to develop. But then we've got to deal with this wider issue of this poisonous and corrosive Islamist ideology that is taught to children at a young age.
So are you fearful of another 9/11?
I'm fearful of a growing Islamist threat. What form that takes is hard to know. But for example, we in the UK now, our single biggest security worry are our own people, citizens who've been born, brought up in the UK, going and fighting so-called jihad in Syria, returning to the UK and becoming a major security threat because they're battle-hardened, they're radicalized, and they're angry.
So what was the point of the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, all the trillions that were spent, the lives lost, if this threat is potentially, in your own analysis, even greater today?
Well, here's the problem, that all of this, in my view, has one central origin, and that is this toxic mix of religion and politics. And what's really happening in the Middle East is that it's in the Middle East, because that is the epicenter of thought and theology in Islam, that the future of Islam and its relationship with politics will be decided. And one of the things that I'm saying to people is that, yes, we've been through hugely difficult campaigns in Iraq and Afghanistan. We don't need to repeat that, but we do need to stay engaged with this problem. We need, for example, to realize that in respect of Egypt, whatever our concerns are over some of the human rights issues there, it is absolutely essential that country is helped on its feet. If Sisi is elected as the president of Egypt, that he's given support and help to move the country forward. We're talking, in the end, about one struggle. It's got many different aspects to it. There are lots of local factors. But in the end, it is about this toxic mixture of religion and politics.